So why on earth would I sit in 4 degrees Celsius water? Because I can. Because it's hard. And because it's hard, it's also easier not to do it. But that's not the kind of life I want to live. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. I want to be able to do hard things. I want to challenge my body. I want to challenge my mind to be uncomfortable. The reality is that I live a very comfortable life. Most of us live a very comfortable life. We have a roof over our head, food on the table, basic necessities, but that's not good enough for me. I know that if I live in a comfortable world, it's very easy to be comfortable, and comfort doesn't lead to growth. I'm a growth-oriented entrepreneur. I'm someone who values growing, being challenged, and learning new things, pushing my mind and body to new heights. And if I can do this every morning, not only does it help my body, my immune system, and all that benefit of resiliency, but it also strengthens my mind. So every single morning, I come out here at sunrise and I sit in the water for about 4 to 5 minutes, 4 degrees Celsius. And initially, my body goes into shock for about 10 seconds. And then I breathe through it. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's a great metaphor for life, is it helps you calm yourself in the midst of chaos. You see, you can't panic in ice cold water, because if you do, it makes it a lot harder. And in life and in business, if we panic when things get tough, it also makes things harder. So it's a really nice meditative practice for me to be able to get into a situation that makes me feel very vulnerable and very uncomfortable, and be able to calm my mind and slow my breathing. And the more I do this, the more I can transfer that over into other aspects of my life. Because doing anything great is hard. And if we can train ourselves, if we can improve our ability to handle stress, physical or mental, I believe we become better versions of ourselves. And when it comes to business, all business growth comes after personal growth. If we can grow ourselves as people, our business will follow. If we can't handle problems in our business is going to stagnate. But if we can become bigger, if we can become a better version of ourselves and we can handle bigger problems, our business will grow as a byproduct of that. So that's one of the reasons that I cold plunge. The second reason I do it is because it just makes me feel amazing. Dunking your head underwater, you get that dopamine release. It's just a great wake-up call first thing in the morning. And I just love the feeling of the after effect of coming out of that cold plunge. You feel fresh. The blood vessels start to dilate as your body starts to warm up. And even if you're standing outside in freezing cold weather, half naked, it actually doesn't seem that bad. And it's a great example of when you put yourself in harsh environments or harsh conditions, you get stronger and everything around you seems easier. It's not that the winter obviously all of a sudden becomes warmer. It's not that the wind dies down. It's not that the temperature increases. It's that your body, my body, has become more resilient, has become stronger, has become almost immune to the forces around it. And even for my kids, you know, being able to challenge them, getting them to do things that are a little bit uncomfortable is great for their confidence. Even if it's only a couple seconds standing or sitting in this cold water, as they get older, they'll be able to reference these moments and be like, you know what? I sat in ice water. I can do anything. So I think it's a really great reference point for so many aspects of our life to look back on. We did this challenging thing every single day. If I can start my day with something that's relatively hard and uncomfortable, I can pretty much take on anything. Now, then there's obviously the physical benefits. I work out a lot. I train a lot. I'm a little bit older than I was before. I want my body to feel good. I don't want to feel sore all the time. I want to be able to recover faster. I want my immune system to be strong. And so from a health perspective, that's why I love spending some time in ice cold water. I don't know if you do either, but not saying you have to. But if we can do things that are going to challenge us little by little, we'll make big strides, not just in our health, but with our business and all aspects of our life.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to the Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help, and your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.